I'm going to shock you right now and tell you that you have a superpower that lives inside of you. When you use this superpower, it will unlock opportunities. It will make your life more rich. It will give you a better experience if you just learn how to use your superpower. No, bad news. You can't use your eyeballs to melt things. And unfortunately, you can't fly or have X-ray vision. But what you do have inside of you is you have the power of a compliment. I love complimenting people. It's a part of my job. When I interview people, I need to be able to look at their world, break it down into bite-sized accomplishments, and then compliment my guest on achieving those things. A compliment is one of those things that you didn't know that you needed until somebody gives it to you. And then all of a sudden, it takes you back. Many of us, after a compliment, we can't make eye contact. We don't know what to say next. It immediately emotionally shuts us down because that's how much it means to us to be complimented. I enjoy looking at all the people around me and telling all of them what they mean to me and what I think that they do best. It's something that I feel like I'm quite good at, actually, is complimenting others. And I try to always acknowledge people for their successes and realize that the people that matter the most to me, when they go outside of the box, when they take risk, I like to reward them with that phone call or that email or that text. And many times, if I see something where social media is the communication that they send that out to the world, hey, everybody, I just made this happen. If they're a real friend of mine, I'll give them a phone call or I'll send them a text. And I like to tell that person, not only am I impressed with what you did, but I know what it means to you. I know how hard you had to fight to make this accomplishment happen. I do have a rule, though. I won't compliment someone just to do it. And I won't ever interview somebody that I can't compliment. If I don't have something nice to say about you, then I really have no business making content with you. To me, it's always about looking at someone and figuring out what their accomplishment is, shining it up, sometimes helping them see it, and then showing it to you. When you compliment somebody, you're showing them their best attribute. And understanding why that is their best and understanding how they became great helps you better understand greatness and, in a way, implement it into yourself. A lot of people are very jealous of others. I like for everyone around me to be successful because that means I know successful people and that means I'm probably somewhat successful. So when my friends accomplish things, a little bit of that accomplishment, I feel like belongs to me. Now, I may not have done anything, but I get to feel the contact buzz of accomplishment, of success. And even though I might never be on a major record label or I might never make a film or become a millionaire, at least I have a bird's eye view of what that looks like because one of my friends went through it and I could be happy for them and enjoy their happiness without it taken away from mine. And I can't stress this one enough. I'm not a father, but I was once a son. Well, I'm still my father's son. If you have children, definitely make sure that they know beyond a doubt that you are proud of them and that you always see them moving forward and making accomplishments. You see, the reason why I'm so good at complimenting is because they were never given to me as a kid. I've always had this mindset of being a conduit of change. So I got my superpower by never receiving it. Because I learned early in life, the way to get what you want is to give it out first. And hopefully, it'll come back to you. As the weekend rolls in, look at the people around you and just make sure, when needed, when warranted, you're telling them how important they are to you. Next time you see somebody do something big, take a second out of your day to tell them one-on-one, dude, I'm blown away that you made this happen. And I understand why you did. And I understand that it wasn't easy for you. The more you work on complimenting others, the more you'll learn how to compliment yourself. And that's a big part of being successful and having the right ego, the right self-esteem to not only dream, but to make those dreams happen. I'm your host, Mark Bricky. Learning the power of complimenting was one of the greatest wake-up calls I've ever had and something I've enjoyed doing my entire life. I'll see you back here Saturday morning, but until then, make the most of your Friday and compliment those around you that you love every day.